You guys got some pretty good seats here. Let's say foul ball comes in the direction. Who's protecting who?
I'm catching it, for sure. For sure. Yeah. Actually, you're pretty good. You got nice.
Well, I grew up with two older brothers who play baseball, so hopefully I know how to catch a baseball. But
might be a little bit of a rumble. We might be going back and forth.
We'll fight for it.
Yeah. Now, Scott, you mentioned you're a big listener of The Fan. Who are some of your favorite personalities?
I like Bob McCown. He's good. Pretty much everybody. I got to be honest, every time I turn it on, they always have good topics, and it goes back and forth, but I mean, he's probably prime time is who I listen to most.
That's definitely what we like to hear. At The Fan. Now, obviously, we're here for this PWC event. Huge sponsor for you guys. You're part of this team with all these wonderful athletes. I mean, two more years for you guys before you get back at it with all these competitions in between, but when you're at something like this, I mean, do you start to get the itch a little bit, Tessa?
Absolutely. It's been a great day here with PWC and the Boys and Girls Club. Most exciting has been chatting with the summer athletes, and they're just heading off to London. It's a really intense time for them, but I was just getting goosebumps standing on stage with them and feeling that Olympic energy again. Absolutely, it's contagious, and we'll be cheering on the Canadian athletes from home, unfortunately, but we'll be cheering them on nonetheless.
Yeah, that must bring flashbacks, like she was mentioning the goosebumps there, Scott.
Yeah, totally, and as Tessa said, you can sense their excitement, and it's a good reminder to us that our games are only a year and a half away when the summer ones boot up, so it's very exciting, and it's really contagious, the energy from your fellow Olympians.
Now, on the one hand, we see, you know, Carol, who won the gold medal. Obviously, you guys won the gold in ice dance, and then Jen, who's 20 years old, getting ready to go to her second Olympics already.
Yeah.
You guys had so much success early on. I mean, you're athletes, you're competitors, but when you have success, you know, at such a young age, is it hard to keep that hunger going?
It hasn't been for us. We actually missed our first Olympic shot in 2006, and it was a pretty narrow gap between us, who were just in the alternate spot, and the team who ended up going. So it was a little bit of a bitter pill to swallow, so we had to fight for that. And you know what, to be honest, we're nothing but more motivated since the 2010 Olympics, and you know, now that we're back and we're training, we're healthy, and it's exciting to look forward to the next couple of years. And you never know when you'll get a shot to be at another World Championships or another shot at Olympic gold, and we will get two shots at the next Olympics, so that's very exciting, and we're looking to take advantage of both of them.
Now, I was asking Carol before about the pressure of being the defending champ. I mean, how do you guys deal with that? There's two avenues. One, you block it out, or you embrace the butterflies in the stomach. I mean, what's your mindset, Tessa?
Well, in our position, I think we have to embrace it. It's something that we definitely feel, but we have to turn it around. We have to make it exciting, and you know, we put pressure on ourselves, and we're perfectionists. We want to be the best we can possibly be, and on an Olympic stage, we want to represent Canada well. So, I mean, there's pressure regardless of how you look at it, but I guess we have to look back and use our experience and use the years we've spent training together as some source of comfort, and just knowing that we'll put in the training and we'll prepare ourselves as best we can to step on that ice in Sochi.
How much do you guys remember from Vancouver? I'm not saying it in that sense, but was it just a blur for you, Scott?
Yeah, it's funny. We look back at pictures, especially Tessa, and she says, "We're such kids. Look at us standing on top of that podium yelling our brains out." But yeah, it was a blur, especially from February 22nd, the day that we finished on. It was a real whirlwind. We saw a lot of great hockey games and had some memories we'll never forget, but we kind of woke up 6 months later, and we're getting back into a new season again.
I wish we were better about journaling during that time, because just certain things that realize, you know, 4 months after the Olympics, oh my gosh, we met Neil Young, how cool is that? But I'd forgotten, you know, there was so much excitement and so much happening and cheering on the other athletes, and yeah, there was so much happening. So next time I think we'll try and document those moments a little bit better.
I was going to say, is it hard to kind of take everything in? I mean, obviously you have your focus, you have a job to do, but is it easy to experience what's going on at the Athletes Village or be able to see things?
It's really a funny balance, because before you compete, you have just laser focus and you have tunnel vision, and you really don't know what's going on other than in your life and what you have to do to make yourself ready for, you know, to compete and win a gold medal. And then after that, it all changes, and you kind of wake up and you're in the Olympic Village and you're surrounded by Canadian legends. And in this case, in 2010, we're in our own country, so the city was alive, and we got to venture out a little bit and see, you know, the energy in the city, and it was such a neat feeling. And we're happy to to have both ends. We're happy to be able to take in the true Olympic experience, which is being at your best and competing, but also able to see the city of Vancouver and really take in that energy as well.
How is the training going so far? The weather's getting hot and you guys have to spend time indoors on the ice.
We do, yeah. We try and make it out to the golf course and treat ourselves every now and then, but we're spending a lot of hours at the rink right now. We're choreographing two new programs and coming up with all new material, so it's intense, but it's also nice to start with a clean slate and hopefully come up with some innovative lifts and different elements.
How was the golf game coming along?
Ooh. Getting better. I'm just still horrible. What's it? It takes 10,000 hours to perfect something,
true,
and I'm about maybe 50 in, so I got a lot of work to do.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the toughest sports to master, it seems. So I think figure skating might be a little bit easier.
Yeah, it's different, that's for sure.
Once I realized that I wasn't going to make the tour, then I took some of the pressure off myself.
Yeah, you have to have low expectations,
exactly.
And then that makes it easier. But yeah, it's a fun game regardless. So appreciate it for this, guys, and enjoy the baseball game.
Thanks
very much.